So let's take it from Lamed Tes Amud Beis, two wide line, really one wide line down. The first wide line down, the end of the line, the Mishnah that quotes the Mishnah Tanan. So just the background, we have to remember the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that the kfira, when the denial has to be of shtei kesef, which means the initial taina has to be more than shtei kesef. In order for me to deny two kesef, you have to claim from me more than that, because we're talking about modu mixes, where I'm only admitting part of it, I'm denying part of it. So the initial taina is shtei kesef plus something else. And Shmuel said, no, the initial taina has to be shtei kesef, which means that the kfira could be less than shtei kesef. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, again, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Tanan, shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha, two silver amounts you have in your hand of mine. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. He says, no, I've got nothing but a pruta. So the lach is your pater from making a shavuos modem mikdas. My taima. La mishum de chasa la taina. Because the initial taina was only shtei kesef. And according to Shmuel, Shmuel says that the... because Shmuel says it's enough to have a taina of shtei kesef. Here, he had a shtei kesef taina, so how come it's pater? Must be it's like Rav, who says that the taina has to be shtei kesef plus. And this is only a shtei kesef taina, so it's a tiyufta de Shmuel. So Amar lecha Shmuel, Shmuel says, no, mi savra shave katani. Who says the Mishnah is talking about asking for value? Davka katani. Meaning they're asking for kesef, and he responded back in pruta, two different terms here. Masha tanu lo hodulo. Masha hodulo lo tanu. They were talking about two different things, apples and oranges, kesef and pruta. So the Gemara says, so therefore Shmuel, but if it been, had it been shtei kesef, and he agreed to a small kesef amount, that even Shmuel would think it would be chayv shavuos modem mikdas, because there was a taina of shtei kesef. Gemara says, if it's really true according to Shmuel that the Mishnah is talking about dafka, when it says kesef it means dafka kesef, it says pruta means dafka pruta, ihachi ima seifa. Look at the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa says shtei kesef pruta yesh biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta chayv. How come you're chayv? Here the guy asked for kesef and a pruta, and you only admitted to a pruta, but you didn't admit to a kesef. So if you think they were talking about the shava, the value, so the guy was towing silver amounts plus some pruta, and you admit to some pruta, that's chayv, because you're talking about the same terms. If it's talking about shava, value, he asked for value, I admitted value. That would make sense. But ela iyamis dafka, if you say dafka, when he says kesef means dafka, silver, and when he says the pruti, dafka means copper, so am I chayv. Masha tanu lo hodulo, masha hodulo lo tanu. He asked for silver and copper, and I only admitted on the copper. So that wasn't admitting to what he asked for. So we see the fact that the Sefer is talking about shava, the Reisha must be talking about shava as well, and it's a kasha on Shmuel. Mar says, wait a second. Midu taima, does this make sense? Elo le Shmuel. We're talking about Shmuel. And we have to remember, in the world of Shmuel, ha amar of Nachman, amar Shmuel, tanu chitin v'saurin v'hodulo be'echamim, chayv. Shmuel doesn't require that you admit to both items that are being asked from you. As long as you admit to one of the two, you actually would be chayv here. So yes, Shmuel can hold that the whole Mishnah is dafka, and the Mishnah that says at the end, the Sefer that says you asked for kesef and pruta, and you admitted only to the pruta, yeah, that's fine. According to Shmuel, as long as you're admitting to one of them, it's chayv shvua, and it's all talking about dafka. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavr, it also makes sense to explain this way, Midikatani Sefer, from the later Sefer of the Mishnah, Litra Zav Yesh L'biyadcha, you have a large amount of gold in your possession of mine. Ein Lecha B'yadi Ela Litra Kesef, it's not true, you only have weights of silver. Pater, you're Pater. So how come you're Pater? Because Iyamis B'shlema Dafka Katani, if we're saying the whole Mishnah is Dafka, you ask for a certain item, that's what you have to admit to, like Shmuel holds. So Mishnah Hachi Pater, makes sense. You asked for gold, I admitted silver, so we're not talking in the same terms, you're Pater from a Shmuel, and everything makes a lot of sense according to Shmuel, that the whole Mishnah is Dafka. Ella, Iyamis Shavah, if you say that the whole Mishnah is talking about I'm asking the value of a certain weight of gold, and you're admitting to a certain weight, even though it's silver, but still in the terms of a value, so then am I potter? Why are you potter from that? Litra tuva havi. Litra is a large amount. So of course there's going to be enough of a shtei kesef if I'm towing, I'm asking $1,000 that's worth a couple gold cubes. Ella must be, midaseifa dafka, Reisha Nami Dafka. The fact that the Sefer is Dafka is talking about specific items and not the value, the Reisha also is talking about Dafka, and that's why the first line of the Mishnah, when he was towing Shtei Kesef, and he admitted only Pruta, they're talking about different terms, and for that reason you're Pater, according to Shmuel.
Well, he's admitting something.
It has to be the same item, though. If it's dafka, it has to be silver and gold. It has to be the same.
The question is why you admit stuff. Once he already admits that something of yours is in his hands,
no, the clout. No, it has to be holda and tiny have to be the same thing. So Gemara says, now we establish that this Mishnah is talking about dafka. Lema teve tufta derav. Now this is a tufta derav. Why? Because the Mishnah holds, the only reason when I asked Shtei Kasef and you admitted Pruta, you're Pater, because I'm talking about silver, you're talking about copper. But let's say you admitted to a silver, a small amount of silver, then you would have been Chayv Shrua. How come? The initial Taina was only Shtei Kasef. Rav holds you have to have a Taina of Shtei Kasef plus a Pruta to be good enough Taina. So that would be a Kasha Tiyufta to Rav. So Amalcha Rav, Kula Masnishin Shava, he argues on Shmuel. Shmuel holds the whole Mishnah is Dafka. Rav says the whole Mishnah is Shav, it's talking about value. So if the whole thing's really about value, so then the question becomes, how come the case of Litra is Chayv? If I say, I'm sorry, Pater rather, if I asked for you Litra Zav, and you would admit to me a Litra of Kesef, so the Mishnah says you're Pater. But if Rav holds it's all Shavah, so there's plenty enough value in a Litra of Zav and a Litra of Kesef, who cares the items? He's talking about Shavah. The value is there. You've asked for enough value and you've admitted to enough value. Why would you say Pater by the case of Litra Zav? So the Gemara says, Einach Hanami, Rav holds the whole Mishnah Shavah. But Litra Zav Shining. The only exception, the only one item of that Mishnah, the one line of the Mishnah that's Dafka, is the case of a Litra. Because from the fact that he asked for a weight of gold, it must be that he was Makbid Dafka on gold. So when you're Makbid on gold, so if you admit to silver, that's not going to be a good Hoda to the Taina. But aside for that case of Litra, every other case of the Mishnah is only referring to Shava, and that's how Rav interprets the Mishnah.
When you say value, it means that's the exact same value, or could we just...
No, the whole whatever the taina is, I'm asking a taina of a certain value of $1,000, and you're admitting me to $200. Whatever that value is, it has to be. Fine. So the Gemara now brings a raya teda, and Rashi says the teda, the proof is, the shar masisin shavet katani. I'm bringing your proof according to Rav. Rav holds, other than the line of litras of, every other line of the Mishnah is all about shavet, value, not about the actual coin. So what's the proof? According to Rav, the Katani Sefer, the Sefer says, Diner Zav li biyadcha. You have a gold coin of mine in your hand. And the guy says back, Ein lecha biyadi ela dinar kesef, or trisis, or pindion, or puto, other types of coins. Chayv. Why chayv? Shakol min matbe achas hein, because they're all the coins. So now, how do we understand this Mishnah? If you say he's asking value, and he admits value, even though they're giving coins that are different coins, one's gold, one's copper, one's silver, one's bronze, we don't care. It's all about value, so I asked for value, and you admitted value, it all makes sense, you're chayv. That's Rav's proof. The only exception of dafka in the Mishnah, again, is litra. If you understand like Shmuel that the whole Mishnah is dafka, I ask for gold, you admit silver, so why would it be chayv? I'm asking for one thing, you're admitting something entirely different. But that's the proof according to Rav that the whole Mishnah is shavah. The Gemara says, not true. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'shetanu b'diner matbeos. He wasn't, in this case here, it's not talking about shaveh. He was talking about coins here. He says, he was telling you owe me coins. You owe me certain types of coins. He wasn't so specific. He said, not that I want a gold coin. You owe me coins that's worth a gold coin. That's worth a gold. But I didn't care which coin you're giving me. And therefore, it's a case of, this is a specific case of shaveh. Meaning, even though Shmuel holds all the other cases are dafka, this case he'll admit is shaveh. And what are we learning from the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush? The Kamash Malan de Pruta Bechlal Matbea Isa. That one might think a Pruta may not be considered a coin. Now, why not? The Rimagash held that the Pruta was never actually made into a coin. Pruta was like a small little piece of copper. It was never made flat into a coin. But they used it. So you might think it was not a coin because it wasn't officially made. Kamash Malan, since people would accept it as part of a currency, that qualifies as a coin. The Ritva holds, no, they actually did make a Pruta into a coin. It was flat and circular. But since it very easily gets used and shaved down into nothing, over time it's not usable for a coin. It's worthless. One might think it doesn't qualify as a matbeya. So we learn from here, either those two pshatim, Kamash Malan says the Gemara, that Pruta is bechlal matbeya. And when he requests a coin, I want the coins that you owe me, and you admit to a Pruta, that's considered a matbeya. That's considered mimin hataina. Dekanami, the Gemara brings a raya, Rabbi Elazar brings a raya to this point, Dekatani shakol min matbeya achas. How does he know that he was asking for coins and he responded back in coins, meaning he didn't care dafka which coin you're giving him? The fact that the Mishnah explains what's pshat in this Mishnah, shakol min matbehu achas, they're all coins, they're all currency, and therefore it's considered min hataina. And it's not a kasha on Rav, on Shmuel rather. Gemara says now, Rav shakol din matbeh achas. Rav changes the gears in the Mishnah. Rav holds that the whole Mishnah is talking about shaveh. He says, when the Mishnah says, shakol min matbeya, he says, no, shakol din matbeya. Not min, he didn't care about the coins being used. It all has a din of a matbeya, meaning it all has shaveh, it all has value like coins, and it's not talking about different types of coins, it's talking about the value, the din of matbeya, but not a min, not a specific type of matbeya. That's how Rav wiggles out of this understanding. And then finally, the Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar lema midesefer k'Shmuel." We just understood Rabbi Elazar said the whole sefer here of the matbeos he understood like Shmuel, that's referring to dafka. So now the Gemara is trying to conclude midesefer k'Shmuel mitaretz reishanami k'Shmuel svirlu. So the fact that he understands the sefer like Shmuel must be that the reish is also like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Lo sefer dafka k'dekatani shakol min matbeya achas." Rabbi Elazar is forced into saying the Mishnah at the end is dafka like Shmuel because it says min matbeya, specific coins. But when it comes to the Reisha, it's an open question, Kirav or Kishmuel. We don't know what Rabbi Elazar would explain about the Reisha. All he's trying to say is that the Seifa learns like Shmuel, we just don't know what the Reisha, who the Reisha learns like. Okay. So in the end of the day right now we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Again, Rav understands that the Mishnah is Shaveh and Shmuel holds that the Mishnah is dafka. So the Gemara now brings a raya, Toshma dinar zav, zahav li biyadcha. The guy says, you have a coin that's been zahav. Zahav means it was made as a coin. It was a part of the currency. So dinar zav, zahav li biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi ela dinar kesef, chayiv. He admits only to a silver coin. In that case, you're actually chayiv. So the Gemara says, Taima damar le zav zahuv, only because he said, I asked for a particular coin that had been part of the currency. Ha stama, shava kamar le. But if he asked for a shav, he just said stam, dinar zav. The word dinar zav means shava. Only if you say dinar zahav, zahuv, would that be dafka. But if it's anything short of that, simply dinar zav, that would be considered shava. And that would be a raya for Rav, that the whole Mishnah, which doesn't say Zahov at all, it says Dinar Zahav, but not Dinar Zahav Zahov, that would be a raya for the Mishnah talking about Shava like Rav. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Ashi Hachi Kamar, Kol HaOmer Dinar Zahav, Ki Omer Dinar Zahav Zahov Dami. What the line in the Mishnah telling us here is, anyone who claims a Dinar Zahav, it's as if you're claiming a Dinar Zahav Zahov, meaning you're claiming Dafka just like Shmuel. So there is no raya from this Mishnah how to learn like Rav or like Shmuel. Mar now brings a raya to support Rav. Tani Rabbi Chia l'siuya l'Rav. There's a brisa of Rabbi Chia that was brought to prove Rav's position. Sali li, sela li biyadcha. The guy says you have a sela in your hand that's mine. Ein lecha biyadi ela sela chaser shnei kesef chayv. You have a sela, but it's actually missing shnei kesef. So there's a kfira in shnei kesef. But if it's chaser meya, pater. If it's missing a little bit, a tiny bit of mea, then the halacha would be that it's pater. So what do you see from here? So look what the Gemara says. Chasar, I'd rather look at Rashi. Rashi's on 20 lines up or so. Chasar mea pater, alma kfiras shtei kesef ba'inam. That the denial has to be a denial of shtei kesef. Meaning, according to Rav, we said, Rav holds you need a taina of shtei kesef plus a pruta. The kfira has to be shtei kesef. So the first line where I admit I have a sela of yours minus shtei kesef, so I'm being kofer and shtei kesef, I'm chayiv. But if I say to you, I have a sela of yours minus a small amount of just a meya, so I'm only being kofer and meya, that will not be mechayiv me a shvuos modem mixas, and that's the proof for shitas raf. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela b'tainas malve v'odas lova. This whole discussion we've been having that you need a taina of shtei kesef, that whole back and forth only exists when there's a taina from the malve, the bank says you owe me money, and the lova admits to it. That's when you need the shtei kesef taina. Aval tainas malve v'odas eid echad afil lo tanu ela b'pruta. Chayiv, I'll add chayiv to make a shvua. Right? We're different types of shvuas. Up until now, we've been discussing shvua modu mixas, where what's mechayiv me? You would ask for money, and I say I owe half the money. That's where I'm mechayiv myself by moda half it, I'm being kofer half it. But let's say the shul comes not because of what I say, because the eight echad witnessed that I owe you money. I didn't say a thing. I denied everything. But the shul, the eight echad saw, if there are two edim that I owe money, I need to pay. If there's only one aid who says I owe money, I need to make a shvu. That's a different type of shvu. That's not a shvu modem amiksas. So for the shvu modem amiksas, that's where you need the tain of shtei kesef. But a shvu that comes from an aid echad, that could be even on the smallest amount, even on a pruta, would be mechayim mir shvu. So that's what the Gemara says. Again, lo shanu, this whole halacha of shtei kesef, taina shtei kesef, is only betainis malve v'aldas lova, where the shvu comes about between the dialogue between the malve and the lova. There are no aidim here. Aval tainis malve, if the malve says you owe me money, v'hadas eid echad, and the eid echad says that you do agrees that he owes money, so then afilu lo tanu ela bepruta chayiv. If the malve only asks for a pruta, that would be a chiv shvua. My time, and what's the reason for this? How come you don't need taina of shtei kesef like by mod b'miktas? So the Gemara says, "Dichsiv in the pasuk lo yakum eid echad beish lechalavin lechochatas." That an eid echad doesn't work up against a person in an avon or a chatas. So the Gemara says, "Lechalavin lechochatas udeinu kam." He can't be mechayv a person to pay money one aid, but what he can do an eid echad is about kamhu l'shvua. He can be mechayv a person to at least take a shvua by saying you owe money. The Tanya, the Baraita says, Kol makom sheshnayim mechayiv nosa mamon eid echad mechayiv in shvu. We have a equation here. Whenever two eidim can be mechayiv me to pay mamon, so one eid can be mechayiv me to pay shvua, make a shvua on that same exact taina. So just like two eidim could say, I owe a prut, I owe a penny, and I would have to pay that penny, so too, if one eid comes and says, I owe money, I would have to take a shvua on that one penny. That's the equation the Gemara says. Another statement now in the name of Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tanu Chitin V'Sorin. The guy claims you owe me wheat and barley. V'Hodulo, I admit Be'echar Mim. I admit I owe one of them. I owe you barley. I agree to. Chayv, I need to pay. That's a classic case of Shvu Amod B'Miktas. I admit to part of your claim. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yitzchak Yashar. It's correct. I agree. V'Chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing, that it's considered if I admit to one of the two things you're claiming from me, that would qualify as a Shvu Amod B'Miktas. So the Gemara is medayik from this, mechlal de paliga le'resh lakish. The fact that only Rabbi Yochanan agreed implies that his bar plukta, his partner, who they always argued, resh lakish, must have argued. So ikadami, some say, misha hava sharle v'shasikle. Some say Rabbi Yitzchak did not understand this, because if you look at Rashi, an interesting Rashi here, it's the last narrow line down, ikadami, misha hava sharle v'shasikle. He was quiet, he was silent, he delayed, meaning, Kachaya Darchel Shere Shlakish. Reish Lakish's practice was, Kishahaya Rabbi Yochanan Omer Davar Bebeis Medish. When Rabbi Yochanan would say a halacha, a shir, or something in the Beis Medish, Haya Shoheh Milahashiv, he would wait to respond. Reish Lakish wouldn't respond. Ad, Sheikmor Rabbi Yochanan Kol Tzarcho, until Rabbi Yochanan said his whole piece, V'choltam Dvarav, and explained his reasoning, his proofs. V'acharkach, only afterwards, Haya Cholik Olav, and then Reish Lakish would stand up and start arguing. Now, before this ever happened, Rabbi Yitzchak saw Reish Lakish, rather, he saw Rabbi Yochanan gave a shir. He was giving all these proofs and going on and on. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I get the idea already. He left the Beis Medrash, and velo shama im nechlak olav, and wasn't ever sure, he didn't ever hear that Reish Lakish argued on him. So when he said Rabbi Yochanan agreed, doesn't mean that Reish Lakish necessarily argued, he just never stayed around long enough to hear if there would be a response or not. Gemara says, ikadami, others say what happened was, that Mishtei Havashasile Vishasigle. Reish Lakish is busy drinking water at the time, and he just never had a chance to respond yet. And by that time, he may have responded or not responded. Rabbi Yitzchak already left the Beis Medrash. So it's unclear whether or not Reish Lakish would argue, but he did know for certain that Rabbi Yochanan certainly did agree to the halacha of Tanu Chitin Vesorim Hode Be'echamim Chayv Eshuas Mode Mimiktas. So Gemara says, Lema Masaile, let's say the following Braisa, the following Mishnah, supports this position of Shmuel. Tanu Chitin Vahodullah Besorin Pater. If you ask for wheat, I admit barley, I'm Pater, because I'm not being Moda Mi Min Hataina. Rabbi Gamliel argues and says, you're Mechayiv, he doesn't require Mi Min Hataina. Even though you're asking for apples, I'm answering oranges, you're still Chayiv. So Taima Tanu Chitin Vahodullah Besorin, only because you ask for wheat, I admit barley, two completely different things. Ha, chitin v'sorin, if you ask for two things, wheat and barley, and I agree to one of them, you would be chayiv. Isn't that a very nice diak from this Mishnah, which is exactly what Shmuel said? Why says lo? You made an incorrect diak. Hu adin afilu chit and v'sarin nami pata. Even if you had asked me for two things, chit and sarah, and I only admitted to one of them, you would still be pata. Ah, so hi kamiflagi bichitin. So why didn't they choose that example to argue about? Why did they give an example of chitin and admitting to sorin? Lo diacha kocha the Rabbi Gamliel to teach you how far Rabbi Gamliel is willing to go. Meaning, certainly Rabbi Gamliel says, if you ask for chita sa'ora, I admit chita, certainly there Rabbi Gamliel would say you're chayiv amodim miktas, because you're at least admitting to part of what you claim. But Rabbi Gamliel would say you're chayiv even if they're two different things. You're asking for chita only, and I'm admitting sa'orin, even in that case, Rabbi Gamliel would say you're chayiv shvuz amodim miktas, and there is no proof to be brought about what's the case of chita v'sa'orin and being hodeh le'echad mehem.
When you're chayiv amodim miktas, you don't have to pay anything?
Correct. You're completely off the hook.
You might have mixed us.
Yeah. Gemara then says, the pasuk says that. Gemara then says, last three lines, Tashma tanu kalim v'karkos. The guy asks from the guy, give me back my kalim, give me back my gland. The hodu b'kalim, he admits to all the kalim, but he's pater, but rather kafar b'karkos. He denies owing any karka. Or, b'karkos, he admits to owing karka, but kafar b'kalim, he completely denies the kalim. That case, you're pater. The Gemara says, the reason why is because karka, you don't take shavuos on karka. And so the Gemara says, hold the mikdas karkaos. Let's say you admit to some of the karka, then you're pater, because again, ein shua ala karkaos. But let's say you admit to mikdas kalim, I agree to some of the kalim you're claiming, but not all the kalim that you're claiming. So in that case, you're actually going to be chai shmuad modem mikdas. Why? Time of the kalim of karkaos, the karka la bas shvua, he only because karka is not subject to shavuos. Let's say you ask for two different types of kalims, so dumia the kalim of karkalos that are similar to kalim of karkalos, meaning two types. You ask for clothing, you ask for pots and pans, so then the lach would be, if you're admitting to only one of them, you'd be chayiv. If we could create, again, kalim and kalim, just like chit and v'sorin, and you hold the be'achas mem, we could learn from this Mishnah, you'd be chayiv. I mean, you're only pater in this case because you asked for kalim and karka, and karka is completely pater. But if it's kalim and a different type of kalim, then you would be chayiv shvuah modem miktas, and this would be a raya for shita shmuel, that toin, chitin v'sorin, and hold the be'echamem, you'd be chayiv shvuah modem miktas. Gemara says no. Hu adin da filu kalim v'kalim, even if he asked for two types of kalims, nami pater, you're still going to be pater. V'had the katani kalim v'karkalos. Why do they give that example? Kamash mlan dechi hodu mixes kalim chayv. So if the guy admits to part of the kalim, you're chayv not only to take a shua about the other kalim that you don't know, but you're even chayv to pay rather to make a shua af al hakarkalos. Even though normally you don't make shuas on karkalos, through a gilgul shua you're allowed to. My kamash mlan, what's the chiddush here? Zokin is telling us a din of zokin that you could piggyback another shua onto an already existing shua. We know a mishnah and a shua and kedushin tells us that. Tanina, zok gin es hanechasim sheish lemachrayos lishaba aleim. So if even though normally nechasim sheish lemachrayos, nechasim that have a certain responsibility, which is namely karka, normally you can't take a shvua, but if the guy's already taking a shvua, you could tag that on as well. That's a din of zokin. So we're learning that din of zokin here. We already have a first mission that teaches us this. Mar says, ha ikker ha agav gara nasva. You're right, over there in the Maseches Kedushin, that's the ikker limit for it. Here is we're just learning it to derech agav. It wasn't the ikker limit here, but the Gemara didn't shy away from teaching it yet a second time. Okay, that's all the first pshat that Rabbi Yochanan felt that toein chitin v'sorin and hold the be'achas mem yirchayv shvum amod b'miktas. The Gemara is now going to take a whole not the opposite approach. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan tanu chitin v'sorin v'hodu lo be'achas mem pater now. Ah, but v'hamar Rabbi Yitzhak, didn't we say above yashar? And v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said above that you're actually chayv in such a case. Gemara says, "Oh, ain't a chanami. Amaroi ninu alibu Rabbi Yochanan." This is a machlokas and dea is what Rabbi Yochanan shita was, whether you said chayv in such a case or your pater. So now we're going to go through a similar discussion as just before within the world of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds you're actually pater in a case of a toin chitin v'sorin v'modu be'achas me'an. You're actually pater. So the Gemara says, Tashma, ta'anu chitin v'hodol b'sorin pater, you ask for wheat, he eat moded by sorin, your pater. Rabbi Gamliel Machai, Rabbi Gamliel says you're actually chayv in such a case. Time de ta'anu chitin v'hodol b'sorin, only because he asked for wheat and you admitted barley, are you pater? But had it been a case, ha'chitin v'sa'orin, if he requested those two, and you would have been holder lo be'echem, and you would have agreed to one of them, then you would be chayiv. That's a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan above. Gemara says, no. Hu adin da'afilu chitin v'sa'orin nami pater. Even had he claimed from you both chitin v'sa'orin, and you admitted to one of them, you would have been pater anyways. How come we didn't bring that as the example? The reason why they taught only the case of asking for chitin and admitting to sorin, which seemed so obvious partner, to tell me, to tell us how far Rabbi Gamliel is willing to go, that even in the case where he asks for oranges and you admit apples, even in that case, Rabbi Gamliel would say that you're chayef. Toshma, another rai of the Gemara says, Tanu Kalim v'karkal, it's just like we saw above. The guy asked for Kalim and land. Hod the b'kalim, you admit to the Kalim, but the kafir b'karkalos. Or you admit to karkalos, but you're kafir b'kalim pater, because either way, there's no, you view them as two separate items, Kalim versus karka. Let's say hod the b'mixas karka, you admit to some of the land pater, because there's no shvuos and karka. But let's say you admit to b'mixas Kalim, I owe some of the pots you asked for, but not all the pots you asked for. So then it's chai because shvuah mod b'mixas, like we said above. So the Gemara is now medayik, taima the kelim v'karkos, only because kelim v'karkos, because the karka, la bas shvuhi, you don't make shvuos and karka. But how kelim v'kelim, had it been two types of kelim, dumya the kelim v'karkos, just like kelim v'karkos are different. So too he asks two types of kelims, clothing and pots, which are very different, that sounds like chayiv, you would have been chayiv on such a case. So the same thing, it's the same exact model as a chitin v'sorin, and the Gemara implies that you're chayiv. So Gemara says, no. Hu adin da filu kelim v'kelim nami pater, you'd be pater. V'hokamash malan, the ho de b'mixas kelim chayiv af al karkalos. When you take a shvuah on the mode of mixes by kelim, you're chayiv to take a shvuah even on the karka in that case. My kamash malan zokikin, we're teaching me the din of zokikin. Tanina, we already learned the mishnah zokikin as an echosim sheishim lacharas li shabalem. So Gemara answers like we saw above. Ha'ikar ha'i agav nasva. One place is the ikar limud, and the other place is just learnt as a side point. Gemara asks a question. Esive, Rabbi Abba bar Mamel, the Rabbi Chir bar Abba. Tanu shor v'hodulah b'sev. The guy asks for an ox. You admit to a sheep. Sev v'hodulah b'shor, or the opposite, pater, because we know it's not mimin hataina. Let's say tanu shor v'sev. He asks for his ox and his sheep back. V'hodulah b'echamhem. You agree to one of them chayev. This is a clear statement, a clear brisa that says you're chayev in that case we were talking about above of toin chitin v'sorin v'mod b'echamhem. You're chayev. Gemara says, Amar le ha-mani Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel who holds you never need mimin hataina. So Gemara says, Iha Rabbi Gamliel, then afila reisha nami. Then even the reisha should be chayv. When the guy asks for sure and you admit to a seh, it said pater, Rabbi Gamliel would say you're chayv in that case. So this can be Rabbi Gamliel. Must be this is like Shmuel, that you're chayv in such a case. Gemara says, no, there is a third opinion actually out there. El ha-mani, it must be admon hi. And Admon velo dichuya medan chilach. Don't view this as a dichuy, just trying to figure out an answer. This is not like a weak answer. Ela talmud aruchu. This is a very acceptable response. Bepiv shel Rabbi Yochanan hamani Admon hi. Rabbi Yochanan was known to say this oftentimes that Admon is a das yachid who would hold when a person's toein chitin v'sorin and you're holding be'achad mehem yechayv. That is the shita of Admon. But that's Admon. So Rabbi Gamliel says you never need mimin hataina. Admon says you need to have at least one of the items being requested, and then there's a furthest extreme that you have to admit to all the items that he's asking. If he's asking for chitas orin, and you only admit to one of them, then you would not be chayiv ashvu. Those are the three shitas we have out there. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel Tanu Chitin. The guy asks for Chitin, and v'kadam v'hodilo b'sorin. The guy jumps and says, I owe you sorin. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? So the guy's about to ask for chitin and sorin. But before you have a chance to get the word sorin out, I jump the gun and say, I owe you sorin. Because had you asked for sorin, and then I admitted to sorin, I'd be chayv shvua modeh b'mixas, because that's the case of chitin v'sorin, and modeh b'achad mehen, you're chayv shvua modeh b'mixas. I don't want to take a shvua. So if you just ask for chita, and I admit sora, we said, well, you don't hold like Rabbi Gamliel, you're pater from a shvua. So the Gemara has to understand now, what was going on here? When I jumped the gun to say Sa'orin before giving you a chance to ask for Sa'orin, did I know you're going to do Sa'orin? Did I know that? And it's what the Gemara says, Im Kimarim, if I'm trying to do some trickery to undercut you and say Sa'orin before you do, so then Chayiv. That wasn't fair. I didn't give the guy a chance to say the whole taina, and I really owe a Shavua Modem Amixas. Im B'miskaven, Pat, if I no, I didn't know that the guy was going to also ask me for Sorin. I thought all he was asking me for was Chitin. So then, by me saying Sorin, even though I didn't get a chance to get out the word Sorin, I would be Pater because I didn't have any intention of trying to undercut him. The Gemara then says, Amar Rav An and Amar Shmuel, Tanu Shtei Mechatin. Mechatin are like forks or something like that?
Needle.
Needle? Oh, like Machat, right. So Shtei Mechatin, so if the guy said, you owe me two needles. And v'hodulo ba'achas mehen, and he agrees to one of them, you're chayiv. That's shvu modim miktas. You ask for two, I admit to one. That's a classic case. The fikach yata kalim mashahein. That's exactly why the Torah had singled out kalim, because even though two needles are less than shtei kesef, it's not so valuable. But still, in the end of the day, when it comes to mamon, the mamon has to be shtei kesef. But when it comes to kalim, the kalim in their own right are the davar chashiv, and even though they might be less valuable than shtei kesef, since each one is a kali in its own right, it's enough to admit to one of the two kalim. Gemara says, Amar Papa Tanu kalim apruta v'hodu b'kalim v'kafar apruta patu. Let's say you ask for kalim, you ask for utensils, and then you also ask for money, two different tainas. I admit to the kalim by deny owing any money, you're pater, because that's not me minataina. Let's say you hold the bepruta of a kafir bekalim, chai. Let's say I admit to a hoda, rather I admit to the pruta, I owe you pruta, but I deny all the kalim. So in this case, you're actually going to be chayiv. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, it makes it chad the kirav, chad the kishmuel. This position here, one he holds like rav, one he holds like shmuel. What do you mean? So Gemara says, Chada kirav, damar kfiras taina shtei kesef. The reason why the first case you're pater is because I admitted owing the kalim, I denied a pruta. Remember, according to Rav, you need to be kofer and shtei kesef. Denying a pruta is not mechayev shvua. In the second case, where I was toein, I admitted to the pruta, but I denied owing the kalim, so then I have a kfira of shtei kesef. So that's why chayev in the second case, that's shitas Rav. But also, like Shmuel, the Gemara explains, Chada Kishmuel, because Shmuel is one who holds, Amar Tanu Chitin Vesorin, Vehodu Lobachas Men Chayiv. The guy asked for Kalim and Pruta, two different things, money and utensils. Even though you admit only to one of them, Shmuel holds that if you're Hode Lechem Mehem, you actually would be Chayiv. So this position really holds like both Shitas, a combination of Rav and Shmuel. Okay, Gemara now says, the guy says, give me back my $100 and I deny owing you anything. You're pater. You only chayv shmua mod b'miktas if it's, as we say, shvua mode b'miktas, if there's a partial admission and a partial denial. But if there's a complete denial, then you're pater, you're completely off the hook from taking a shvua. So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, umashbin oso shvuas heses. Even though he's pater, we have to take a shvuas heses, which is a shvua midrabanan, a low level shvua, which you don't require holding on to nikitas chayfetz. You don't have to hold on to a mitzvah, sefer Torah, just a regular shvua. So the Gemara says, my time. What's the reason why we make him take a shvua? Gemara explains, chazaka ein adam taveya elam ken yeshlo alav. The guy had a taina. You don't make a taina of some random guy unless he really owes it to you. So even though the shvua, if I deny owing you any money, even though the shvua is not mechayev me to make a shvua, even though the Torah doesn't make me make a shvua, Chachamim felt it would be strange, it wouldn't make any sense for some random guy to toin from you. So it must be there's some credence to his claim, in which case we make him take a shvua's heses. Gemara says, ah, the rabbi. We have a chazaka in the opposite direction. Ah, the rabbi chazaka ain't other meis partner b'fnei bal chovo. The guy who owes money would never deny. How brazen could a person be that you lent me money and I say you never lent me money? Who would ever do that? The fact that the guy denies it must be that he's telling the truth. So we have one chazaka versus another chazaka. One chazaka is no one makes a claim unless he's really owed money. Another chazaka is no one denies anything. No one would ever be so brazen to deny in front of someone else who lent him money. So the Gemara says, no, it's possible. It's possible a guy would make a complete denial because ishamute hu dekumishamile suffer ad havili paranile. So the guy felt guilty. He didn't have any money. So he wasn't denying it really entirely. He was trying to push the guy off a little bit, buy himself some more time. I don't owe you any money. The guy's like, what are you talking about? The guy's going to go back to his house, look through his documents, look through his papers that he owes me money. And in the course of time, I'll go around and collect some money, make some sales. And by that time, he comes back and say, here's your $100 that I owe you. So the guy's just trying to buy himself time. And even though there's generally a chazak, a person wouldn't deny it and be so brazen, if the guy's really desperate, sometimes he would do it to buy himself some time. Gemara says, Teda, I'll bring you a proof that that's the case, that a person would be would buy himself some time in such a way. Damer Rav Idi bar Avin, Amar Rav Chista, Hakofer b'milva kasher le'edus. B'pikadon pasul edus. A person who denies owing any money, that you lent me money, I deny to the bank, what are you talking about? I never borrowed any money from you. That person is actually considered kasher le'edus. Why is he kasher le'edus? He borrowed money, he's denying it. Because we know, since a guy used the money when he lent it to me, I'm just buying time. It's very possible he's just not trying to lie. He's just trying to buy himself time, so he's not considered a gazlan. Even though we would never promote someone to do that, we can understand why in a person's mind he would do that. Not, lahachas, not to maliciously, not to try to steal, but really just to buy himself more time. As opposed to pikadon, when you gave me something to watch, I never had the right to use it. So what time am I trying to buy? If I deny watching your item ever, so now I'm considered a gazlan, and I would be pasul le'edis, because what time am I trying to buy? I don't have to look for any money. If you gave me your watch to watch over, I shouldn't have used it. It should be there. And I don't need to buy myself time to try to find where it is. I should know where I placed it in the safe. So we see from here that in the world of a halva, it is possible people could sometimes deny owning the halva and yet still be considered kasher le'edis. Gemara says that Rav Chaviva Masniya Seifa. Rav Chaviva taught this line of Rav Nachman on the Seifa about taking a Shuas Heses. What was the Seifa? Money l'biyadcha, you have $100 of mine in your possession. Amar lo, hey, it's true. L'machar, amar lo, t'neili. The next day, I come back and say, can I have it now? Nisati l'cha, I gave it to you already. Pater. The guy's pater? The guy's pater. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Nachman, u'mashpin also b'shuas heses. Even though the guy might be pater, because it's not shuas modem amiktas, he still has to take a shuas heses. So the Gemara says, man demasne aresh, the one who holds the shuas heses goes in the case where the guy denied it entirely. He never admitted owing any money. So then, kol shekein ha-seifa. Certainly in the seifa, where first I admitted, and then I denied, certainly in that second case would you have to take that shuas heses. But if it's the other way around, the one who's man demasin la seifa, the one who taught this on the seifa, namely that when the guy admitted it, but the next day thought he said he paid up the money already, which sounds very strange, so that makes sense why we have to take a shuas heses, because hachahu de'ika derad de'mamona, there's a derad de'mamona, there's good indication that he owes money still, because yesterday he admitted owing money. Aval Hassan, the other case, where the guy never admitted to the money, Deleka Derad Ramona, there's no indication that he owes him money. He denies everything from beginning to end. So lo, one might think that there should not be a Shuas Heses in that Reisha case. Okay? We'll stop here, and Mr. Shem will pick up tomorrow with the interesting topic of the difference between a Shua Deraisa versus a Shua.